You're listening to Melanie Cole on Next Trip Radio.
Hi. Thanks for listening and welcome to the show. Buongiorno. Buonasera. Benvenuto. I'm saying hello to you in Italian because my guest today is Paolo Fanti. He's the owner manager of Driving Guide Tours in Italy and Florence. So we're going to be talking about driving around gorgeous Firenze today. Welcome to the show, Paolo. How are you?
I'm very well, Melanie. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for being with us all the way from your gorgeous country. And tell us what you do for a living.
Well, the nicest job in the world. We get people to have fun visiting and enjoying Tuscany, which is my homeland, and certainly I consider it a privilege to be born and raised here and having the opportunity, as you said, to make a living while people enjoy this beauty that is all around us.
Well, that is, it's true. You live in one of the most beautiful places in the world, and Tuscany and Florence, oh, I want to go right now. So tell us how can people get in touch with you, and how do you help them to see Tuscany and Firenze?
Well, we can certainly help them, giving them any advice they need in terms of, utilizing to their best the budget they have available, the amount of time they want to spend in our area. Having been a guide for almost 20 years now, I know my country and especially my region, Tuscany, like the back of my hand. So I can certainly give any recommendation as to which are the highest priority of things to do and see, so that they can certainly get out the most of their time that they dedicate to this area. And in terms of getting in contact with us, it's very simple. We have our website and drivingguidetours.com. It can be easily found. It's been partially restructured now, but it's online. Probably they wouldn't even realize that it's being restructured. And so we have a toll-free number that can be dialed as if we were in the States, and our office here in Florence rings. So it's very easy, really.
Ooh, that's very... get in touch with us. That's excellent that your phone in Florence rings. And so these are private touring, chauffeur service, and you do wine tours.
Absolutely.
And Florence sightseeing. So how do you take someone on a wine tour? Is this like a daily excursion? It would be a daytime excursion.
Yes, definitely. It depends on what the people interest is in terms of wine. Tuscany is probably the richest area of Italy in terms of red wine as far as variety and quality. Especially the countryside of the Chianti area is particularly beautiful. Many people that come to Tuscany wanting to take a wine tour don't even realize that ideally what they should do on a wine tour is not just to go see wineries, for the beautiful and interesting they can be. The area around them is really the highlight of the day. To give you an idea, the Chianti area, which is roughly 60 miles long by 40 miles wide area, so not even that large, is entirely formed by soft rolling hills, which are entirely spread with castles, medieval hill towns, stone farmhouses. Basically, driving through the area is like driving through a medieval, is like driving to a Renaissance painting, and you magically find yourself, in the painting as if a miracle came through. It's just a splendid area, especially this time of the year with the colors of the fall. Every time I have the opportunity of driving there is just fabulous. And in terms of the wineries that we can visit, we have in our, list of resources, something like 95 different wineries.
Wow.
That we can go to.
That's
from
awesome.
The small family-owned business where the owner would take you around and have a few barrels and maybe produce 20,000 bottles a year only, up to the one of the largest wine estates in Italy producing millions, which is world famous and so forth. So from the modernity to the old style, there is a variety of things. And obviously, again, depending on what the person expects to see and what they enjoy the most, we make the necessary arrangements.
So you'll pick them up at their hotel, and off they'll go for one of the best days of their life with Paolo Fante, going from winery to winery in Tuscany.
Absolutely. That's definitely the thing to do.
What
and in between
a great
the wineries,
day.
We'll stop at the castle or a hill town, have a great lunch in between. It's definitely one of the most enjoyable way to spend at least one day in Tuscany.
And I think that there's no better way to do wine tours than to have somebody driving you around. What are you driving people around in?
Well, we only have Mercedes vehicles, so we start from a C-Class, which is our basic standard sedan. We have E-Classes, S-Classes, which is the luxury sedan. We also have Sport Tourer, the R-Class, the GL luxury SUV, and obviously minivans of different sizes, six- or seven-seater minivans, also Mercedes, and the eight-seater Sprinter. We don't really have larger vehicles than eight-passenger minivans or minibuses, whichever way you want to call them, because if you have a bigger vehicle in Italy, per Deloitte, it's considered the bus. Therefore, has huge restrictions in accessing the historical centers of the cities, such as Florence itself, or Siena, or Pisa, or Lucca. Wherever you go, you have to stop outside of the center, and people have to walk to the center. Whereas if you use an eight-seater minibus, it's like a taxi, per what the law is concerned. Therefore, you can drive right up to the site. You know, in Pisa, you can drive right up to the Leaning Tower. In Siena, you can go right into the main square. And wherever you go is a lot better and a lot easier.
And tell us, you knew I would ask this, but what kind of money are we talking about for a day excursion with you?
Well, it let's say it's in the order of in between 350 to 500 euros a day, depending whether they want to just have a chauffeur that would take them around, or if they wanted to have a guide, it's obviously a little more expensive, but also much more informative. So it all depends on the standard of quality and the type of service primarily that our clients prefer.
Well, I think that, you know, this is really the way to travel. And I hope the listeners are taking note, because this is absolutely as good as travel gets to have a man like Paolo Fante take you around. Give the name of your website one more time, Paolo, for us.
Is drivingguidetours.com.
And you have a 1-800 number. Give us that as well.
Yes, is 1-866-RING-DGT.
Ring DGT. And, you know, people, this is what it's all about. You get to go to Tuscany and Firenze, and you drive around with adorable Paolo, and he tells you about the countryside, and you drink wines and go to castles, and, you know, this is something we should just really do right now. I'm out of here, because this is where we want to go, and this is the way to do it. Thanks so much for listening. Gosh, this is a fun time. Isn't it fun? So, buona notte o buen venito, and this is Melanie Cole for Next Trip Radio. See you real soon. Take care. Bye-bye.